Certainly one of the big booms going forward will be in telehealth. Big boom in telehealth because of what has happened with everybody staying at home and the doctors being able to work together with patients without seeing them in person. So that's pretty interesting. A San Diego telehealth company is now prescribing that combination of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, the Z-Pak, the antibiotic, that some say saved their lives, like my guest earlier today, Jim Santilli. You can hear that interview. See the story at stevegruber.com. Jim Santilli, 38-year-old guy in good health, fell ill, thought he was going to die, was given the prescription, and boom, came out of it. Hydroxychloroquine and the antibiotic azithromycin. And so this is a San Diego-based telehealth company prescribing that treatment to patients who meet certain criteria. We're doing the combination therapy, said Dr. Nishant Rail, chief medical officer at DocTalkGo. So it's pretty interesting, all of these things happening. Meanwhile, the media can't help itself, of course, to be as negative as possible. Let me give you an example from NBC's Chuck Todd. He, of course, has no shame. Will go anywhere in search of a ratings point because he has so few, but this is so far beyond the pale. It even woke up Joe Biden, who was in his bedroom doing his live shots. It's bite number two from Chuck Todd. You can't, they just can't help themselves. Bite two, go.
You know, your campaign put out in a critique of President Trump and says if he doesn't do these things, you know, he could cost lives. Do you think there is blood on the president's hands, considering the slow response? Or is that too harsh of a criticism?
I think that's a little too harsh. I think what's happening is the failure to, as I watched a prelim to your show, where someone said that, used the phrase that the president just thinks out loud. He should stop thinking out loud and start thinking deeply. He should start listening to the scientists before he speaks. He should listen to the health experts. He should listen to his economists. He should, for example, the United States Congress passed a significant piece of legislation to help deal with the incredible financial crunch that's going to affect working families and all families, the whole economy. So we should.
Yeah. Blood on his hands, so says Chuck Todd, please. However, another hateful anti-Trump stooge at NBC actually told little Chucky the truth. He didn't like it much, but here it is, bite number four. Andrea Mitchell, bite four.
But he has that power of incumbency, and I think that people need that reassurance, and people are seeing it, and I think it's going to continue to rise, and it is frustrating for Joe Biden because coming from his basement is a lot harder to do.
Yeah. He's getting reassurance. And Joe Biden from his basement? Oh, boy. Not a strong look for Joe in the basement. But here was my favorite comment from yesterday. My favorite comment from yesterday when it comes to the media came from CNN, believe it or not. Jake Tapper calling out the witless mayor of New York who's been railing on President Trump for not doing enough. Tapper happened to point out to Mayor Bill de Blasio all of his nonchalant statements over the last several weeks, including up to about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, saying, don't worry about it. Go about your business. Bite six. Go.
So let's talk about the way that you've handled the response in New York City. I want you to take a listen to yourself and your message to New Yorkers. These are three different clips. One's from January, one's from February, and one's from early this month.
It's important just go about your lives, continue living as you have. New Yorkers should go about our lives, continue doing what we do.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat.
We want people still to go on about their lives. We want people to rest assured that a lot is being done to protect them.
Yeah.
The last clip was from March 13th, just about 2 weeks ago. In retrospect, is that message at least in part to blame for how rapidly the virus has spread across the city?
Yeah, Jake, we should not be focusing, in my view, on anything looking back on any level of government right now.
Well, nobody should be looking backwards, says the mayor. Really? This is the mayor who spends all of his time looking backwards to attack Donald Trump. Well, it's what we call a double standard. Welcome to it. Welcome to it, yeah. Oh, and by the way, if you missed it earlier in the program, the Trump administration adding firearms to the federal list of critical pandemic infrastructure. That's right. Gun stores, specifically. So you can buy ammunition. You can buy guns by appointment, from what I'm understanding, at most gun stores. But you can check into it yourself. I want you to know about one of our great partners here at the Steve Gruber Show, even in the middle of all of this. A great opportunity for you to learn more about the news that matters. And with everything going on, understanding your own bottom line has never been more important than it is right now. Do this for me. Go to PaycheckTalk.com. PaycheckTalk.com. Right at the top, you'll see a button that says subscribe. If you click that today and sign up for free weekly Paycheckology's newsletter, you'll be supporting the Steve Gruber Show, and you'll start to receive an absolutely free, fantastic weekly newsletter covering state and national stories that impact your paycheck, or in this case, maybe your changing paycheck. If you sign up today, right now, we'll even throw in a free shirt. Right now, hey, take free. Times are uncertain. Take free right now. Everybody loves free. PaycheckTalk.com, a great partner of this program. We talk about the reporting they do, talk about the stories they cover, and the fantastic free weekly newsletter. Support the Steve Gruber Show. I appreciate it if you do. And then sign up today. 100% free. PaycheckTalk.com. It's all free, and there you have it. By the way, while you're out there signing up, go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. We have grown by more than 2,000 followers the last week and a half. It's going big. You need to be part of this conversation. Plus, you can find that the story of the survivor, Jim Santilli. Living proof, he says, that what Donald Trump told the world about anti-malarial drugs and antibiotics works. Saved his life. That story up there. Share it with your friends. Jim Santilli. Go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Sign up now. What are you waiting for? This is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Back in just a moment.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.